Highlights and Fails from 2017. This is Mega Maker episode 56. In this episode, I wanted to give you an update on some of my thoughts about 2017, which is ending, and some of my plans for 2018, which is coming up in less than a month. In order to do this, I need to give you a little bit of context. So let's rewind to 2008. I started working for a software company, eventually worked my way up to being a product manager, did that for 7 or 8 years. In 2014, I started doing consulting for startups in Portland and San Francisco, and really around product marketing at that point. And as I was doing that, I wrote a book called Marketing for Developers. It did so good that I felt like, you know what, it's time for me to go independent. It's time for me to leave employment behind, stop doing full-time consulting, and just focus on making things for, I thought, software companies, startups, and maybe independent makers. And that's what launched the Mega Maker Show at the beginning of 2016. I just quit my job. I had all of this pent-up creative energy, and I decided I'm going to make 100 things in a year. And in retrospect, when I look at it, I realize, man, that was a little bit of a midlife crisis. It was very disorganized. I was doing everything from making a burrito at a local restaurant.
There's a barbecue restaurant. Well, the owner, Eric, says he wants to put the Mega Maker burrito on the menu.
To making a web application, a WordPress plugin. But at the end of that year, what I discovered is the stuff that I make that does the best, in other words, the stuff that I make that earns the most revenue, is all of this education stuff. My course, Marketing for Developers, my book, Jolt, these online workshops that I've been doing. That's what gets people to take out their wallets and give me their credit card. And this year in 2017, I went on 4 trips that really kind of changed my trajectory, or helped me at least realize where I need to focus. The first was I went to MicroConf, which is this conference for bootstrapped, self-funded startups. It's an amazing experience, and really that always gives me good ideas, always gets me good feedback. I had 2 conversations there that really made me think. One was with Brennan Dunn, who said, you know, Justin, you're working way harder than any of us, and you're making way less money than you could be.
But it's hard to, like, when you make that switch, when you go from the hustle, nonstop, whatever mode, to actually stepping back and saying, okay, let's take this now to the next level.
Yeah. And then my friend Tisha, who has a really successful software company called Optimize Player, said, you know, I'm a big fan of yours, Justin. I've been following your podcast since you launched it in 2008. You know, I read all your blog posts, but right now you're offering things for the low end of the market, people starting out, but you have no products or services for people who have established businesses, people that are making good money already. So that got me thinking. And then I went to this retreat in Breckenridge, Colorado. It was organized by Sean Blanc, by Sean McCabe, by James Clear. And that retreat, because it was just solo founders like me that were, you know, doing their own thing, we each had a chance to be on the hot seat, and people could basically just criticize our business and critique our business. And I found that whole experience really helpful for people to kind of tear me down a little bit and really see where I was lacking, what I was missing. The third thing I did was I spoke at Laracon in New York City. I was invited by Taylor Otwell, who I was introduced to by Adam Wavin. And that talk where I was teaching these developers how to come up with good product ideas, there was one piece of that talk that really resonated, which was this idea of before you code, build a landing page first.
Before you start coding, before you do anything, create a landing page with an email signup form.
And I've since incorporated that into a workshop, a landing page workshop, and it's been really successful. A lot of people have found it very helpful. I'm also using it in my coaching calls, my one-on-one coaching calls, and especially for folks that are just getting ready to launch. I have a series of prompts that I take them through that's been really helpful. And then the fourth thing I did was I met up with Paul Jarvis and with Jared Drysdale. We've been doing this weekly mastermind meeting for 4 years, 5 years, something like that. And we've kind of gotten to know each other by meeting week after week. And again, we had this time for these two guys who know me kind of better than anyone else to really kind of critique what I've been doing and give me ideas on where I should be going. All of this to say, that's a big intro, but all of this to say, I've been thinking a lot about how I can improve my business in 2018. And, you know, I've been able to test out some of these ideas. I can see the things that have worked and I can see the things that haven't worked. And so, the fifth thing that happened, this wasn't a conference I went to, but my search results got destroyed by an NBA player named Justin Jackson. And I think there's actually another draft in line who's going to be joining the NBA right away, another Justin Jackson. So if you search Justin Jackson on Google, I am very low now because these professional basketball players are just, they just taken over. And so people were saying, man, I can't find you on Google anymore. And I realized I really need a brand umbrella. And actually the other criticism I'd had is that I have too many brands. I have Tiny Marketing Wins, I have Marketing for Developers, I have Jolt, I have Mega Maker. And I decided, okay, I'm going to choose one brand, and that brand is going to be Mega Maker. And so if you go to megamaker.co, it's no longer just a landing page for my podcast, but it is actually the name for my company. I recently tweeted out this quote by Leo. He said, "One thing that's easy to forget, you're not just competing for attention against direct competitors. You're competing against everything else your users are thinking about." And I kind of quoted that tweet and said, this is what we're going to do at Mega Maker. We're going to help companies get more mindshare. And then my friend Robert Williams said, "Whoa, wait a second. You haven't talked about this much. Are you starting an agency?" And so I promised I would publish this update to just kind of describe some of the ideas I have for Mega Maker in 2018. You've heard the background. Now, what am I going to do about all of that? How am I going to focus my energy in 2018? How am I going to improve what I'm doing? I need to take one more tangent because there's another important thing I've been thinking about, and it came up in this interview between James Altucher and the Dilbert guy, Scott Adams. And in that interview, Scott Adams describes this idea of stacking up or combining three or four characteristics. The idea is that there's folks like Tiger Woods who are just born to be, you know, amazing at what they do. He was born to play golf, and that's what he does. But for the rest of us normals, we have three or four things that we're pretty good at. And so Scott's example is that he's a pretty good cartoonist, he's pretty funny, and he was an okay office worker. Now, separate, none of those things are particularly unique. There's lots of people that are pretty funny. There's lots of people that are okay at cartooning, and there's lots of office workers. But when he combined those three and created Dilbert, it really became like a superpower. It made him unique amongst all these other cartoonists. And now Dilbert is one of the most syndicated comic strips in existence, I think. And I was thinking about that for me too. What are my characteristics? What are my skills that I'm pretty good at that I could combine and form a superpower? So some of the things I came up with are, I've always built communities. From the time I was a kid up into, you know, what I've built with Product People Club, these online forums and chats, local meetups, I'm really passionate about building communities. And I've always felt like, I got to get rid of that. These communities aren't, you know, they're just a distraction. But the truth is, it's a part of me that keeps coming up over and over again throughout my history. The second thing is that I'm a people person. I called my first podcast Product People. Even though I'm a tech guy, even though I've got this super nerdy past, I'm really, really into human beings. And I sometimes try to ignore that piece of me and just, you know, sit in front of this screen and work and be creative. But it is a core of who I am. I'm really good at networking. I really enjoy getting to know people. I enjoy making phone calls. I enjoy giving a talk in front of an audience. And so this is a characteristic about me that I just can't ignore. The third thing is, I'm into marketing, but I'm different than my friend Lars Lofgren. Lars is really into really quantitative research and really applying tactical and technical marketing strategies. And I can do that stuff. I can set up Google Analytics with campaign information. I can, you know, I've written a book on that. But what I'm really good at is helping founders and products and companies get attention. And even thinking back to the original Mega Maker show, that was about me doing something new every week. And the idea was, I'm going to get a bunch of attention on this thing. I'm going to get a bunch of attention for this thing. I'm good at it. And that's something I would like to incorporate into my new company, Mega Maker, as I go forward. So after having said all of that, here are some of my ideas for Mega Maker in 2018. Number one, I'm going to be doubling down on community. So right now I have the Product People Club. I've just renamed that Mega Maker Club. I want to have less brands and a more unified focus. So Product People Club is becoming Mega Maker Club. You can see it at megamaker.co/club. And this is the forums and chat that have been running since 2013. We've had amazing alumni come through, like Sam from User Onboard, Ryan Hoover from Product Hunt was in the original chat, Addy Pinar, all sorts of great folks have come through. And to this day, it's an amazing group of people that's been really helpful for me. Well, I want to expand on that membership. And so in 2018, one idea is, I'm going to take Tiny Marketing Wins, which is a product I launched this year. It's a weekly marketing tactic, and then an archive, a library of marketing tactics. And I'm going to incorporate that into the community. So level one, you just get forums and chat. But level two, you get all of these marketing tactics and then a new tactic every week. Level three is going to be all of that stuff I just described, plus these live events I've been doing, these live workshops. I just finished doing two landing page workshops, and they went really, really well. And so for $99 per month, you can get everything I've just described and all in one package. And so that's my plan for the Mega Maker Club. I've also been experimenting with offering services again, small consulting engagements. And one of the ways I've been doing this is these paid landing page teardowns. If you go to landingpageteardown.com, you'll see I've got a list of, you know, public teardowns I've done, but people are always asking me to do these for them privately. They don't want them published on the internet. And so for $500, people can order a private landing page teardown where I go through their landing page, I give them a bunch of real-time advice, And then they get the recording plus all of the files and a bunch of notes that they can use. And I've sold a few of those already. I just told a few people about it, and they bought the spots right away. So I'd like to do other small consulting engagements like that, where I'm helping companies increase their mind share, helping them get more attention for their products, partly by doing these weird internet stunts that I've become known for. That's the other thing that I think I ignored, is that I really like doing this weird internet stuff. I just asked people what I should have as my Twitter bio, and Internet Stuntman was the winner. So I think there's something there that I'd like to explore with Megamaker. It's something that you can't get anywhere else. Other folks can help you with SEO. Other folks can help you set up your Google Analytics. But what am I uniquely gifted at? It's getting attention, and specifically getting attention for these different products. So I'm going to be testing out a bunch of things. One thing I'm doing as a test is this new Mega Tools YouTube channel. If you search that on YouTube, you can see it. And that might be something I do on retainer for different companies, where we represent them, Mega Maker represents them, and basically thinks up new and creative marketing campaigns that will help them to get attention, help them to increase brand awareness, increase traffic, and ultimately increase the number of people buying their product. So that's it for now. Stay tuned for more updates. Of course, all of these things are in motion and will eventually become more solidified as I do little tiny tests and try to get tiny wins. But I'm feeling more certain about how I'd like to do things in 2018 than I have before. So that's it for this episode. If you like this, please reach out to me on Twitter. I'm the letter M, the letter I, Justin. Love hearing when people are listening to the show. You know, right now, even, like, just open up your phone, open up Twitter, tweet me, M-I Justin. This podcast is hosted, not toasted, on simplecast.fm. And this theme music you're listening to is striker-metal.com. If you have not yet reviewed this podcast on iTunes, can you do that for me? All it takes is a minute, and it really helps the show get noticed. Just go to iTunes, search for Mega Maker, click that 5 stars, and say something nice. That's all it takes. All right, folks, I'll see you in 2018. Thanks for listening.